May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, here to bring you another today's health update. And as all of you know that listen regularly, I'm all about health, but I'm not just into physical health. I'm into spiritual health, and I'm into the health of our republic. I am into the health of our nation. And this is a Friday, so it's Freedom Friday. I've been covering a lot of issues and people have just fallen in love with it. I get more calls and more questions about Freedom Fridays here lately than almost anything. And I'll tell you why I believe that is. It's because America has become extremely concerned about the health of our nation since the Biden administration stole the election. As y'all know me, I don't cut for words. I tell it like I see it. And if you believe that that election was fair and honest, you are blind and closing your ears to the truth. It's out there, and we're going to prove it to you. But today we're going to kind of change from that type of politics to something that I've talked to you about on here before called States Nationals. Boy, is it ever growing. And to help me explain that to you today, I've got Craig on the phone, and I'm not going to give you his last name at this time, and that's because of privacy issues. But I will tell you this, he is a States National and going into the private. Craig, kind of explain what that means to you, to the listening audience.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for having me. Being a State National, by definition, is just a person who claims an oath to the state. There's kind of a dual citizenship within America when you start investigating this, and we've been tricked into checking that box that says, are you a U.S. citizen? That's the second citizenship. So you have more freedoms with being a part of the several states over having an allegiance to the, and I can explain a little bit later, an allegiance to the federal, I hate to even call it government, because it's a federal business.
Are you talking about the incorporation?
I am talking about the incorporation. That was one of the things that stunned me to the point of, wow, I need to do something about this. So I just never knew. I heard about the incorporation, just never knew what it really meant. And the more I find out about it, the more astonishing it really is. But it also confirms that I'm very proud to to go back to the old days when people were proud to say, "Hey, I'm a Virginian," and I've learned what that means. And yeah. And the more I learn, the more I get excited to learn more and go further down this trail. Well, but it's really going back to the older ways.
Well, Craig, let me explain this to the public, and you can kind of fill in the gaps. I was so surprised to find out from David Strait and people like yourself that we've got the United States Incorporation. That's the American flag, a war flag with a fringe around it. Then we've got underneath that incorporation, and by the way, that is a private for-profit incorporation. The United States of America, you're not under the Constitution. If you check that box, citizen, you are now a part of the incorporation, which is private and for profit. Who's the private that owns the United States of America? A bunch of foreign, powerful bankers, lawyers, attorneys, those type things. Now, with that said, Craig, explain to them, almost every one of the things we think are government, like the post office, the courthouse, the fire station, the police force, they're all just little incorporations, private for-profit incorporations owned by private people underneath that incorporation. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, that's it is. I have in my research, which I'm not the one who's finding a lot of this information. A lot of this information has already been found, but we can actually share with where we find this stuff. And by that, I kind of got where I was going, because you mentioned David Strait. I started watching some of his videos, and I'm like, oh, man, that is just crazy. There's no way. So I kind of started out by just going to disprove them, going, that's too crazy. That's not true.
I thought the same thing.
And I found myself validating him over and over and over. I'm not saying he's a perfect man by any stretch of the means. He's still learning on his path too, but he knows more than I do. I give kudos. He's been doing this for a lot more years than me, but I've had the opportunity in this last couple years to really kind of dedicate some time into this, and I stopped trying to discredit, all I did was validate. The more you look into this, and then I encourage everybody, do your own homework. Look into this. Matter of fact, this is a great time. Get a pencil and paper out and look up some of the things that we're talking about today, because it's sitting right there that we've just never stopped and actually looked. We've never validated our own government officials. We've not validated even our own government. You mentioned the flag.
Right.
I didn't know that Old Glory was a war flag.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that the gold fringe around the flag actually meant that it goes back to the time of pirates, and it meant captured. The pirates would take over another ship, and this is not far from where this was taking place, because the pirates actually home based out of Puerto Rico. So they actually, the Pirates of the Caribbean, they even made a movie about. Wow. But what they would do is they'd take over another person's ship. Instead of coming up with a new flag, they put the gold fringe all the way around it. Meaning, this boat has been captured from its original country. It's no longer in their possession. So, every time you see a president speak, or really, you see it a lot, it'll stand out more, but you see him talking in front of gold fringe flags. And it's a desecration to the flag. it really, if you look at the rules and what do you call the study of flags?
I don't know the words
to it, but it really is known, and I guess flag etiquette, that putting that gold fringe around that flag is a desecration to the flag itself.
Well, don't it literally mean that it is an incorporation, and then we check that box citizen, that yes, I'm a citizen of the United States, it means that we are now owned and controlled by the incorporation.
Yes. Yeah, and truthfully, foreign bankers.
Right.
It's truly the foreign bankers. I actually have in my research in U.S. code where it actually says United States is a federal corporation. Now, there's differences, and I might as well introduce this. Be aware of word salad. We didn't make it, but it's there. So there's a difference between United States and United States of America. So if you look up in the U.S. Code, 28, subsection 3002, I said that wrong. Anyways, 28-3002, subsection 15, it literally says, that's where you'll find in the code where they've actually put it right out for everybody to read, United States is a federal corporation.
Wow, that is so wild. And then think about it, ladies and gentlemen. That means, though, that let's say you have you get a ticket for speeding. Since you are a citizen, which, by the way, means municipal servant, you belong to the government, that policeman that gives you a ticket and his organization is just a incorporation underneath the main incorporation. And believe it or not, even your police stations, your post office, your hospitals, they're all private for-profit entities under the incorporation. They're not there. You would think that you're getting your instructions from the government. You're not. You're getting your instructions, your ordinances, your mandates, you're having to get permits from a private corporation owned by bankers and individuals that's robbing you blind, because if you were a member of the United States of America instead of a citizen, an individual, a human being, those things would not apply to you. And that's what floored me, Craig, when I found out I don't have to be under the incorporation. That's what States National is all about, is setting ourselves free, right?
Absolutely. And this isn't just, this was another thing that helped drive me. This isn't just a political movement. This is reinstating the promises of Jesus in the Bible.
Right.
In our lives. Not that it would sound like, the enemy who would steal things for personal gain, but the rules of the Bible have actually been spun around on us for their personal gain.
That's why Satan's always done it.
Well, it's a telltale sign of Satan's got his hand in it.
Right.
So that's, but that's really, the more I keep finding more and more and how it actually matches up with Scripture. One of the things David said, that Jesus, and I never thought about it like this until I heard it, and I'm going to repeat it, so I'm not even taking, so there's no credit being taken here. But Jesus warned us of four professions.
That's right.
And until I heard that, I was like, what? Did he really? And he warned on four professions. He warned us against lawyers, bankers, doctors, and organized religion.
Correct. I was floored like he was when he said that. I said, it don't say that in the Bible. Yes, it does.
It is. It's totally there. I was set back with Revelations 18, where we have an instruction to step out of the Jezebelian economic system. Yeah. Just step out, leave it behind, because it's going to crash, and it's going to crash in an hour.
Right.
But the warning says, but if you stay in it, you'll lose your ever-living mind when that happens, because you're dependent to it.
Well, it's Babylonia in the Bible.
It is.
And people don't realize what Babylon means. Babel means confusion. What David Strait and what Jesus Christ has to do is step out of the confusion.
The Babylonian economic system has been going on for 4,000 years, and that is the rules of our bankers in America.
Let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs it says, the borrower will be slave to the lender. They've got
now,
us.
Now, when we learn our identity, and I can show you in the code book, this blew my mind. It is in the U.S. code that the bank cannot loan you money. We are the ones who loan the money to the bank.
Now you're going
to
blow the
entire system operates opposite to the way we think, and that hurt my brain.
All right, Craig, let me slip something in here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you, you're going to hear this over and over again. Write it down. What is QV? Now, Craig, I don't want you to answer that. I want the people to do their research. Y'all remember who was John Galt in Ian Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged? We're going to start something here, and I want y'all to spread it. What is QV? Start your research and listen to what Craig's going to tell you next. Basically, go ahead.
For those people that pulled their pencils out, I want to give two more sections in our code book. And this, I almost couldn't even wrap my head around it. 12 USC 1431.
Say it again so they'll get it.
So 12, uh-huh, subsection, which is, you can use USC. Okay, so 12 USC 1431. Yep. You will, and I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but that is where banks cannot loan money because they are the borrowers. They'll tell you you're lucky that we actually decided to give you money today, while they actually have you signing power of attorney and promise of payment.
Yep.
To pay back the money you just gave them.
I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, that if you ever bought a house and you got credit and you bought that house using borrowed money, that your home was totally bought and paid for the day you signed it, and all the payments you're making is for them to manage you, to manage the money. It's nuts, but that's where we're at. We are caught in a system that's corrupt to the core. So I ask you again, write it down, what is QV? Now, before we get too deep into that, since we understand now, you're beginning to understand that we are in corporations, that the bank is an incorporation, that the police force is an incorporation. Did you know that the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is a private for-profit corporation owned by foreign bankers? Craig, isn't it true that every bit of the income tax we pay goes to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund? Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Well, did that surprise you like it did me? I thought our money was going to pay for roads and to pay for politicians' salaries and to pay for the police force. Uh-uh. That's not where your money goes, folks. You got to understand, if you figure up the money that's paid in your community, in your city where you live, and all of the government agencies, as we call them, that's in there, you'll find out that there's no way that the citizenry will pay enough taxes to support it. So you got to scratch yourself on the head and go, well, how are they paying for all that? You're about to learn. You're about to learn.
Do you want to know how to find out if the company is going to have you pay for your own loan?
Sure.
Before every single time you fill out an application that they ask you to put your Social Security number on it, they're actually breaking the law.
Isn't that something?
In code 42 USC 408. I'll repeat it in a minute too. But they cannot ask for your Social Security number on loans because it's fraud. And how many times do we put it on applications? Credit cards, personal banking, mortgages, buying cars, everything. Because your Social Security that they tell you is not going to last long enough for you to even get there to claim it is actually already distributing the money to them for your money to be loaned back to you. So 42 USC 408. You can Google it. It's just, I'm summarizing here, but you'll read it. Wow. It's sitting right there. They put it on the books, but they expected none of us to read the book.
So, folks, if you think what you're hearing today is crazy, write some of this down, do your own research, and then you'll be like Craig and myself. You'll validate everything we're saying is true. They're getting away with it because they have lied to us. They have deceived us. What does Satan do? He is the great deceiver, and he's involved in politics. He's involved in banking. He's involved in religion. Folks, our religious system today, for the most part, not all, I'm not saying all religions, not saying all churches, but they are under the U.S. code. Did you know that the only way they can be tax exempt is if they do exactly what the government tells them to do? Do you know that your preacher is not allowed to tell you which way he would vote if he were you in the pulpit? They'll pull his right to be tax exempt. Now, that's wrong on every level. That is wrong.
And it's affiliated. It goes all the way back to the Vatican. The Vatican gets a say-so in what the church can and cannot do. No matter what religion you're in, if you're under the 501 tax-free status, it's a manipulation status.
Tell everybody, all attorneys have to do what? They have to be a member of the bar. What do they have to do?
Oh, they swear an oath to a foreign king.
That's right, to the crown. Y'all thought we won the war against the British. We may have shown on paper that we won the war. They still got control of everything.
The king of England funded both sides of the war to guarantee he was the winner. Now, where was that in our history books?
It's not. But who writes the history books?
The winner.
Always. So are you sure you trust what you read? I tell them often about stinking Lincoln. I used to think Lincoln was probably the best president we ever had until I found out the truth. He's a communist. Hardcore, in other words.
I learned that probably 15 years ago.
Ooh, I did.
Before I even knew anything about a national. And people actually looked at me when I started finding out. This has been a long journey. When I started to find out about Lincoln, I'm like, I don't like him.
No.
And I don't like what he stood for. And, you know, there's a reason why Lincoln is on an off-color cent facing the other direction in our own currency. Put a penny all the way to quarter, half dollar, dollar, whatever you want. Put all the coins out there and look. Everybody else turned their back on Lincoln. And wow. It's in our currency. So before you think I'm crazy, just look at the money.
I didn't
There's
know that.
There's a story to be told.
I had no idea. You know, something y'all got to think about. Every president that's been assassinated. You can start with Lincoln. One of the things that he was trying to do right, I understand. I do not know that this is fact, but I've been told that he was trying to get rid of wasn't the Federal Reserve, but with the banking system that they had at that time. Then you go to John F. Kennedy. What was he trying to do? He was trying to stop the Federal Reserve. Then the next one that tried it was, one of my favorite presidents, Ronald Reagan. They didn't kill him, but they almost did, and he stopped trying after that. And the next one is Donald Trump, and if they could, they'd kill him tomorrow. Y'all better be praying for our friend, Donald Trump, because he, by the way, didn't Donald Trump make it so that we can take our freedoms back?
Well, that was his last speech. When he actually, I didn't understand what it meant, but he knew he was stepping out of the office. He was, that everybody was hitting all these, I don't know, the media was acting odd about the transfer of power, and he just basically put it out there to say, I have given you, he was addressing us,
the public, yeah,
the people of America, and I prefer to call us the people of America, I have given you, it is all of the power, and it is now up to you. And I was like, well, up to me. What am I going to do?
Well,
but I've actually learned in this system that, and I've never heard anybody say it, but by going back and becoming a state national, not a state citizen, that's just a worker, an assumed worker of government, of the municipality. So, being a national, vowed to the state, not the federal representation, that we're actually repopulating the republic. And that makes a lot of sense when you start digging into this. You go, oh, I get it. Because the republic didn't go away. Our constitution didn't go away. But they moved us away from it being able to achieve it. So I got to give Trump the credit on it, and I don't care if you like Trump or not. The more you learn about this, the more you realize that the things he was doing wasn't accidental. He knows about this. He's aware of this. I actually heard that in 2008 he became a state national himself, and it's a declaration. So there's a way of learning how to go through the proper steps to work in honor. You know, if we're going to get away from the war flag that actually allowed the foreign bankers to take territory of a land during a time of war, it only makes sense. So if we move back to being at peace and working honorably, you can look right back to the walk of Jesus. He didn't engage in a war against Rome, but I can tell you that the codification of law is the adoption of Roman law in America.
All right, I've got to pause this right here. We're about out of time. I do want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you're hearing, if you want to learn more about States Nationals at Herbs and More, the last Monday of each month at 6:30 at Herbs and More in Athens, Alabama, you can come. It's free. And Craig and some of us will be teaching you more about how to become a States National. Craig, will you agree to come on some more of these radio shows?
Oh, yeah. I've had a good time with you today.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. www.thegoodroofguy.com, or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.